Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Haley with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new koala monitoring research program has been carried out in central Queensland for the first time, the program utilising a team of dogs that do scat detection work. Border Collie Cross Leo was 6 months old when a council ranger found him wandering the streets of Rockhampton in central Queensland. Originally, Leo was up for adoption, but vet nurse Jackie Summers decided to adopt him to join other working dogs in a newly formed conservation detection dog team called Holy Scat. The detection dogs are trained to find koala feces and have also long supported koala conservation. Once detected, the scat is collected and used to analyse a koala's stress level or other health issues. The detection dogs have been added to other monitoring methods, including on-site audio equipment that records koala bellowing, walking surveys and satellite imagery to analyse vegetation health.
A childcare centre in Paddington has shut down days before being taken to the Supreme Court by landlords seeking to repossess the site. The owners of the Kids Club Childcare in Paddington chose to close their doors after only receiving 7 enrolments in 4 months, stating that the area was already oversaturated for childcare services. Over $1 million was spent to renovate the outdoor play space, and the landlord seeking to repossess the site declined to comment.
In national news, in an update regarding the New South Wales protest restrictions, Premier Chris Minns has described policing of CBD protests as an unnecessary burden that will be lessened by anti-protest legislation. This week expects a list of specific phrases to be banned, handed to the government, including the phrase "globalise the intifada," associated with Palestinian allies amid the ongoing crisis in Palestine. Minns' statement indicates a further crackdown beyond currently considered legislation, saying that we need to confront this idea that the centre of Sydney can be dominated week after week, and that those that may be the subject of protests could find it confronting or divisive.
Harris Farms has partnered with Amazon to allow people in over 80 suburbs across Sydney to order fresh produce delivery through Amazon, putting themselves in greater competition with Coles and Woolworths. In 2024, the CEO of Coles described Amazon as quite disruptive to our business model, with online deliveries making up roughly 30% of both companies' total sales, a figure which has since doubled since COVID. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued Amazon in 2023 for illegally holding a monopoly, but it remains to be seen if their encroaching on the alleged Coles and Woolies duopoly will affect the 20% of Australians currently experiencing extreme food insecurity.
In international news, prominent Filipino mayor Ahmad Ampatuan has been the target of a rocket launcher ambush. 4 men are suspected to be behind the wild attack that injured 2 of the mayor's security personnel, 3 of whom were killed by a joint military police team. 1 suspect remains at large. This is the 4th attack on the mayor's life, who has been in office since 2022, with Mr. Ampatuan now calling for heightened security, stating that, quote, "I didn't think they would use a gun that large. An RPG is not something an ordinary person would use. This was professional."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.